Uncle Phil.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? Welcome back to another episode of Take a Shot Podcast. It's your boy Dub, aka Podcast Poppy.
And y'all already know who it is, Mr. M-A-R-V. Single ladies. Y'all already know what's up, baby.
I want one of these days, I'm gonna hear like the ladies go, in the background.
If they was here, they would be there.
I'm giving y'all plain beer, but still your favorite. You know, I'm keeping it simple.
We keep it simple tonight.
Simple. We just gonna be simple.
Gummy bear.
You wasn't simple a minute ago when you was doing what it do. Tonight.
What her? I'm gonna make it do what it do, baby.
We gonna make it do what it do.
Hello.
Shout out to Mr. Mysterious for having her under control. Control, because sometimes she be acting up, and lately she been looking.
Wow, really?
Oh no, wait.
He got your tame. You tame?
Ooh, don't say the word tame.
He must got that tranquilizer gun,
Hey, shout out to Tequila Man Dollar though.
The only tequila that we drink, and shout out to Pal. Brewing, the only beer that we drinking, not only because you feels me, East Sider's coming out.
Come on. What's that right there? Can you pass me that right there real quick? No, not that. Right there. Right. No,
oh, this is my cup. No, it says Mark.
Don't be a hater. Let the people see. What is that?
What is it called?
I don't know.
It's called Couture Creation.
Come on, who created Couture? This, though?
It was created by a lovely friend, inspired by her beautiful friend.
Come on, beautiful.
And it's a delicious, tasteful. Oh my God, it's just magnificent.
Words can't even explain.
Explain. She outdid herself.
I know that's right.
With this cider,
and it has passion fruit in the guys.
Because I'm passionate.
And passionate. Peaches.
I know that's right.
Please drink it fresh.
Hey, shout out to you. Feels me, though.
I'm telling you, look, if you ain't laced in it yet, you playing. You big tripping. And I'm sorry. Everybody be like, hey, Mark, can you hold this? Can you get this? Can you get that? Once it's sold, I promise you it's gone. Because I can't sit here. I can't hold everybody hat. I can't hold everybody t-shirts, everybody sweaters. Once it's gone. I'm sorry. I can't help you.
Hey, good dope sell itself.
Wait, that's what they say.
That's what they say. You know what I'm saying?
And this is... dynamite. You feel me?
It's dynamite.
It's pure? Is that pure? Colombiana?
Pure Colombiana. Yeah, feels me? But anyway, let's get right into it, guys. I'm going to start off with you, Mr. Dubber Dubbed Dub. Okay, so what made y'all mad this week?
Man, I'm going to tell you what made me mad. I'm still feeling it right now. That goddamn vaccine, bro.
What vaccine?
The COVID vaccine, bro.
Which one did you take, Dub?
I took the Moderna joint, and I'm sore as a motherfucker.
Moderna, huh?
I'm sore as fuck right now. Body on hurt.
Hurt interna, huh? That's what this should be called?
For real.
Okay. Everything. So can you advise those that are out there? Some people are thinking, like, you know what? I need to take this shot, or I want to take this shot. Can you let them know how you felt, if you would do it again, and what's the deal with the situation?
The first joint wasn't none, you know what I'm saying? But that a second one, you know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't me. It might put other people down, but it do have a couple of little side effects, headache, chills, body aches, stuff like that. So if you can handle that, go ahead and do your thing. But if that's not something you want to subscribe to, then don't do it.
What about you, Nicole, Christine?
Wow, that's what we're doing today. Dang. Second time today. All right. So this is going today. What made me mad? Nothing made me mad this week. I had a good week.
That wasn't
Nicole.
What? Y'all mad because I wasn't mad?
No, we ain't mad.
I guarantee, Nicole, you are upset for no reason. Like every day, like, the baby crying. Marvin asked about, you went to brunch. you did this. I'm pissed off.
First of all, Marvin, what we talk about on the phone about what goes on with my toddler at home is not podcast business.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I apologize because Nicole is full of S.
But no, I wasn't. I had a good tizzle.
Okay, hey, you know what? I'm happy that you had a good week. So, here. I'm going to need Smeeze to come over here because I want to explain something that pissed me off. You could just stand to the side, but I want to make sure that you understand why I am pissed D fuck off.
D?
D.
It's the D for me.
Hey, no, it's the fuck.
The fuck.
The fuck. All right, so check this out, guys. Look, me and my brother, we are so cool, and, you know, like, every now and then, we send each other memes and cool things that you'd like, oh, you know what? You see the new dunks? You seen this? You seen the basketball? So my brother, he says, oh, you know what? Check out this car. This car is so amazing. It has switches on it. It's a remote control car. All this stuff. I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, it was a remote control car. You can drive around. It boom. Switches on it. It switches on it. It's supposed to be, it's like this. It's supposed to be like big or whatever. I'm like, oh, it's an RC car. I was like, oh, that's mug is hard.
Yeah.
So my brother's like, you get it first. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to see how it works. Blah, blah. I said, I'm probably going to use it for like a couple of weeks. I'm going to give it to my little cousin or something. Like a kid that can use it. But we're going to, I already imagine, like, me and my brother going to be outside, like just like when we was little kids. Like, oh, yeah. whoa, switch it right in the front yard. The remote control car, remember, it's supposed to be a remote control car. It's supposed to be great, big, hit the switches. This is my remote control car, and it ain't no remote control. I got scammed, guys. I got scammed. Please get this crap out of here. Don't ever send me no crap like that ever again. Don't ever tell me to get nothing ever again. The car is this big. It looks like a little fake Hot Wheels.
You better send it to Carter.
Oh, check this out. No, I'm hitting up PayPal. I need my
$49.99. You didn't have no $49.99
on that. Smeeze. Oh. Smeeze.
Bro, take that back, bro.
Did you get it from that's Wish?
Crazy.
I wish. Bruh. I got. And that was like getting the fake Jordans. I'd rather have the fake Jordans, you know?
Wow.
Bro, we're going to take a shot, man. Brother. You my brother set me up.
That's good, hey, Marcus.
Get that part, Dub. Let Dub see the car. It says auto car. It ain't no remote control. Look at that car, bro.
What kind of car is
you
this?
Had enough issues with
auto the car. It says auto car on the back, bro. Wow.
I wish you could get somewhere what it's supposed to have, man.
Bro, I'm going to show them. Matter of fact, guys, if y'all follow me, I'm going to post it. I'm going to show y'all exactly what it is.
This should say 3+. So a 3-year-old is for a 3-year-old.
Bro, I'd rather have a McDonald's car.
Child.
With the Happy Meal. At least I would have ate.
Ready to run is what it says.
All right, how's it pull back? I heard, hey, they say you can open the doors. Go ahead. Look at this crap, bro. Look at this. It don't do this. It don't boom,
yes,
boom,
dude,
boom,
take
boom.
A shot for a
I'm
man.
Taking a damn shot.
You didn't take all the drinks for that
bro.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry that's that crazy. Happened to you.
All right, let me let
I'm sorry, too.
Let me get my mind right.
You big mad, too.
Jesus Christ.
You big mad. That's funny, bro.
That's hilarious.
Damn.
You all right?
He ain't all right. He ain't going to be all right for a minute.
Check this out. I'm going to tell y'all right now. Y'all see something on Instagram? Don't buy it. It's a scam.
Definitely a scam.
Unless it's your feels me. You feels me. That, this.
Did you go on the company and leave a review?
No, I didn't.
You should.
And I messed up. Because it took a minute. So I'm like, dang, they might be really making this car.
Shit.
PayPal. Thank God for PayPal. Because PayPal will give you your money.
Your
real
brand.
Quick.
Mm-hmm. Real quick.
PayPal probably listening right now. Sending your money. That's just how quick they are.
Bro. Yeah. As a matter of fact, make sure when we post this hashtag PayPal and at them, please.
Y'all all take a shot for the homie, man.
Take a shot for
everybody take a shot
cars.
For the homie, man.
It's a few people that's taking a shot for you, Marcus.
Thank
you.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. I appreciate it.
This shit is hilarious.
But now this is my favorite part. My favorite part of the show. Everybody get y'all glasses, fill it up. Or make sure you at least have a shot because it's would you rather time. And I come up with some pretty good ones, but I'm going to make sure everybody take a shot.
Okay.
You feel me?
What you got?
So, would you rather be fake or take a shot?
Man.
Rather be fake.
Fuck that. I'll be a fake as fuck.
No. Would you rather do this? Would you rather be this?
Nah,
or would you rather take a shot?
Nah, I'm gonna take a
Let's
shot.
Let's take that shot. We're gonna all take that shot together. So another thing that pissed me off this week, I don't know if everybody follows this guy, this clown. Well, I wouldn't even call him a clown, but
I thought you were gonna call him another C, right?
No.
I was gonna say, Lord.
Great his whatever he does for his career.
Okay, so this man, some people look at him like as the king of
what? He a king of what?
Whatever, you know.
Don't you ever offend me like
whatever
that.
Okay, if you guys follow this person, everybody know about the game. Yeah. And Game tweeted something amazing. Mm. Amazing. And I guess we're supposed to follow what he says, right?
Yeah.
As men.
Yeah.
So basically he was talking about, maybe I'm old school, but my women ain't paying one damn bill.
Mm.
Not rent, not mortgage, not a car note, not nails, hair, clothes, phone, or groceries.
Mm.
If you're taking care of home, cooking, and fucking the shit out of me, guess what? Life is on me.
He a bald head liar. Say what you gotta say, bro.
I'm just gonna put it like this.
Take your time.
Make it plain.
Take your time.
It's crazy because I know I sell them, but I'm not about all that cap.
He capping, bro.
You capping. I guarantee you.
He big capping.
I guarantee you, every girl that you mess with, oh, that's why you got cases and cases coming, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Okay. I'm just going to...
And they got hella cases.
He got hella cases, right?
Hella cases.
Mm. But he paying them off. He making sure they taken care of.
Listen, bro, we all know this nigga full of shit.
Mm.
Derek?
As good as a rapper as he is, outside of that, bro, we all know this nigga is a weirdo. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's lame as hell. Like, not saying that you can't do that for your woman, but come on, man, it's 2021. These women got goals and shit that they want to do with their life. So you mean to tell me you gonna take one of these millennial girls and have her sit at the house all day? Man, please.
He's gonna take care of everything.
He's a liar. He's a liar. If that was the case, he'd still be with baby mama number one or baby mama number two. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Preach.
That's full of shit, bro.
But he's out here cheating though, right? That's crazy. Maybe that's what he do looking. He cheat on you, but he just make sure that you feel welcome at home. Looking, I'm gonna take care
pay
of your bills
so you pay her go off.
Nowhere. Yeah, you to make sure you don't go nowhere, but everything taken care of. And some people, that's like that mind control. That's a control.
I like that
shit.
What she said.
What?
I want to spoil you also. Exactly. Come on now.
That's real women.
Come on now.
That's real women.
That's what real women do.
But some men, like I said, they sit there and they put you in this little nice house and they pay all your bills. Because guess what? You ain't making no income. So now you living off of me.
Let me tell you what comes with that.
Go ahead. Let me tell
control.
Tell me.
Ooh. Control come with that.
Ooh.
But are you okay with her making an income?
Absolutely.
But you still covering everything.
Sure.
So she just collecting her check.
No, because
I'm saying she just pocketed. She don't got
if she's a real woman, she gonna make sure that, let's just say we want to go on vacation. She might pay for the whole shit.
Oh yeah, no, I'm saying that.
You know what I'm saying?
It's still a fun relationship. That
yeah,
wise,
I might be paying all the bills, but shit, she might buy me every release that come out shoes. You know what I'm saying? Whatever come out,
I guarantee you, if you are properly taking care of your woman, she's taking care of you.
A real woman is gonna make sure that you're straight. Period. That's just how I go. A real woman.
You're going to be all right. You ain't even got to ask. She's going to be like, I got you something.
Mm.
She's going to put a little shit, bag, a little tissue paper.
And I'm going to stupid. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, too. The first time they argue, what are you going to say? I run this shit. I pay all these motherfucking bills.
Hey, you can leave if you want to, but guess what? You ain't got nowhere to go. You ain't making no income, so what you gonna do?
You
control, bro.
Controller.
Hey, look, rainy day fun sitting on the side.
Controller.
Yeah, that shit weak, bro.
So I'm just wanted to make sure that we were all on the same page. That was I seen that when that was sent to me. I said, Lord, I want to hear the lies,
yeah. Bro. The hell is just come on. Hey, like you said, Nicole, we were talking about something earlier. Some people and some artists just trying to get their name out there. And they just want to be the talk.
Just
because
for that week.
Because guess what? If you didn't say that, ain't nobody would think about the game. Only game I'm talking about is NBA 2K21 or COD.
Mm.
If it ain't Call of Duty, we ain't talking about no games.
I know that's right.
I'll drink to that.
Exactly. I'll drink to that one too. You feels with me?
Mm.
That was some of my bullshit.
So look, right along with that.
Mm.
Well, I don't want to say right along with that, but... Mm. It was a topic
right
that
along with it
kind of is, right? So there was a topic that we kind of discussed and went over with, and I seen it on Instagram, and they were talking about, is there a thing called cheating respectfully? Let me break it down to you what they were saying. What the young lady was saying is, if he don't throw it in her face and not having her out here looking stupid. I never knew what that mean. Don't have me out here looking stupid. You look stupid anyway if he cheating on you. He just not out in the public. You look stupid regardless, but whatever. But they were saying, she was saying like, don't just be out here sloppy. Don't be trying to fuck on my friends and don't do shit like that. But if you do it on a low and I find out and they stay in-house, she said she can live with that. That's cheating respectfully to this young lady.
So let me get it right. You're okay being cheated on. That's all I heard.
Yeah.
Here's my question. So are we just cheating on each other, or are you cheating? I'm sitting at home.
I don't know
what you're going.
She didn't say what she was doing, but she said if he
does it,
as long as he do it respectfully.
I can only see that being a thing is it's like we together, but we both doing our own
like
thing.
Open relationship kind of thing.
Yeah, like if we got an open relationship going on, then you know it is what it is. Boundaries
come with that. When you got an open relationship, I thought it was everybody go for what they know.
There's boundaries with that.
Really?
There's boundaries.
What would be some of the boundaries for an open relationship?
Just like what she said. That's the boundaries. Don't let it cross paths. Don't bring it to the house. Don't let it be in the same environment. And do not, under any circumstances, let whoever ever feel comfortable to contact
address
the
you. Yeah. You know what? That always happens. The other girl always
or
get
other
at the
guy. Don't ever feel comfortable to step to confront, do anything. That's a no-no.
So, Nicole, have you ever been in one of those situations? Would you be okay with it? Because it sounds like you know a whole lot about it.
I have, actually.
That's crazy. So, how did it work? Did it work well?
Because
did somebody
we had boundaries.
Come at somebody? Like,
never had one issue. Nope.
So, do you recommend that? Or
I do not recommend that. It's not a life for everybody.
Why not?
Because somebody going to want more. Somebody going to... It ain't for everybody.
Okay.
It come with a lot. That ain't everybody's life.
What if he come home and you know that he just had sex with somebody?
No.
He got to come home clean.
No.
Already took a shower. What if he come home smelling like?
Well, first of all, coming home means we're not living together and doing this.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Okay, I have a question for you. What if the person is completely honest and they tell you exactly what the situation is?
Well, like, the person has to be completely honest.
I'm just saying, like, okay, I'm about to go have sex tonight, so.
Then, to be honest, it's typically going to be the other way around. A guy is never going to want to know, and he was honest to say, like, I don't want to know if you out here doing something. Like, I can't imagine that. I don't want to think about that. I don't want to know. Me, on the other hand, I wanted to know because.
Why you want to know?
Because I need to know. I want to know.
I don't want to know.
But he didn't want to know, and I want to
keep it on the low.
Right.
Because my heart can't take it anymore.
Diamond, mind your business.
Oh, my God. That was good. That was good.
Fun.
But yeah, it ain't for everybody. I don't know. It worked at the time.
Tone stupid. The family fucked my husband.
Soul food.
Y'all remember that on Soul Food. That's real though. That's real though.
I have a question. So we talking about that. Have any of you guys, and even y'all out there, have y'all ever knowingly been someone's side piece? And why?
Oh my God. Woo!
Dub.
Huh?
Derek?
Yeah.
Come on. Hello!
You got someone fun this.
Have you ever been someone's side piece? And you knew it!
Yes.
And why were you okay with that?
Because I was straight up with the bullshit.
I was with all the bullshit. And she was in like a long standing relationship. And she was fire, but she was with the shits. So. My thing is this, if you with the shits, then, you know what I'm saying?
And it's another one of those things that ain't for everybody, right?
It ain't for everybody.
What about you, Nicole?
Who, me?
Nicole Christine Cross.
Damn, is this going to be all day? For real, that's what we doing?
Because you said me, so I'm making sure that we know which one, because it could have been another Nicole.
Back up on my bullshit. Maybe.
I think we all have.
Why? Wasn't the question why or something? Like, why were you okay with that?
Because I was in a situation that was open and I could go over here and get what I wanted.
Oh, so this connect from the last situation.
Yeah. Okay. I don't got to do nothing with this man. If you going to cash out, I hit you up. Hey, I need this. Yo, it's
going to happen. Okay. Oh, so it was beneficial.
Yeah. Duh.
Monetary.
I'm not doing nothing that's not beneficial to me. Nothing that doesn't benefit me.
He was paying for it.
Cashing out.
I know that's right.
I need it. He got it.
Y'all something else.
More,
you know you? What? I'm not cool with that. Like, I'm 100% against it. But
we didn't ask you that.
Hell to the no. I'm lying.
I'm about to say you lying.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm gonna be real. Like young Marv in his 20s. Like
TV.
That was my life. Like I was cool with it because 9 times out of 10 it happened just me being cool with people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they go through situations. They gonna tell you everything that they going through. And next thing you know, they crying. It's like it's crazy.
I ain't got time for
it. It's crazy.
It was not no unlimited mimosas. I tell you that. It was unlimited something else.
Unlimited black card.
He was gonna put my daddy in a different card. That's how it was.
Ooh. I know that's right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It ain't tricking if you got it. I'll tell you that right now.
And everybody ain't able. Everybody is not able. But shoot. This one right here finna get sticky, Nick. You gotta read this. You gotta read this one right here, Nick. You gotta read this one right here.
I worded. Y'all got y'all wait, what y'all got in your cups?
I got a little something in the cup.
You got enough?
Yeah, I'm good.
Wait, don't drink it because I think you finna drink right now.
Okay.
A man cheated on his wife.
Okay.
And then the wife cheated back for revenge. Y'all got that, right?
Revenge sex.
Unfortunately.
Oh.
She wasn't on no type of birth control.
She let nigga hit raw?
She must have let this fool hit raw.
And he done shot the club up.
Shot the club up. She is now pregnant by another man. Who broke up the family? Remember, this is like when the math problems on the SAT. Remember.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll go
the
first.
The man cheated.
I'll go first. I feel like the man broke up the family at first because he was the first person to cheat.
Boom! Mm-hmm. There you go, Marvin.
But then, but look it. Check this out. Sometimes you, like, you can have like, let's say, a cut, right? Mm-hmm. And you could bandage that up, right? But once you sit there and now you pregnant?
You're not finna say I-da-pappy?
I-da-pappy.
You on your own, sweetheart. Hey, I hope you got insurance. And I hope you got a U-Haul. Because your shit is going to be right outside.
Let me tell you. I feel like he did.
Thank you.
You got it. Because at the end of the day, you started and you're going to reap what you sow. And a lot of times, your karma don't be on.
TP said the girl broke up because she died.
Oh, he killed a bitch. Sometimes your karma don't come back in the same way you gave it out. Mm-hmm. It might be worse. You know what I'm saying? It might be worse. You never know.
I'm going to hold that. Go ahead, Nikki, before I say it.
No, go ahead.
No, because I want to keep it going. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm going to agree with you guys. I'm going to say he did because I cheated because you cheated. Had you not cheated on me, I wouldn't have cheated, and I wouldn't have been stupid and got pregnant, but... She was dumb, of course, because...
Why y'all here fucking raw? Here
fucking raw.
That's just like... That's like the no.
Do better, woman, lady, whoever. Do better.
Because, okay, just imagine you hurting, right? So imagine, how about this?
Tone is dumb.
The dude cheat on the girl and have a baby.
Yeah.
Now you, like... Okay, you cheat so on let's ask that. You had a baby?
So if you cheat on her and you have a baby, do you expect her to stay with you?
No, I don't.
You know why? It's different? This is gonna be a double standard, and I don't give a fuck. If I get another woman pregnant, you ain't never gotta see her. If you pregnant and we together, I gotta see you every day.
Mm-hmm. But I don't have to see her. Yes, I don't. But guess what?
You don't think she
gonna milk that calling you all? Oh, I'm this. Oh, the baby. That's that shit. That's gonna get both of y'all fucked up. And I'm gonna be with TP. Both of y'all might come up missing at this point because she's not about to call this mom milking that shit.
True.
But you say both or both?
Both.
With an F.
Yeah. But
I'm going to drink. Don't even worry about it.
But you think I'm going to be all right with laying up with you and you jumping out the bed and throwing up because you got morning sickness?
Hell, motherfucking no.
And knowing that ain't my kid?
Oh, no, and who gonna take you to the hospital when you?
Bucket? Yeah, for your little visits and shit.
And who gonna be sitting there?
You and my baby daddy gonna be there.
Nigga, please. That's what's not gonna happen. And
they gonna be in one of them beds at the hospital when we go.
Tone is a fucking idiot. Mm. Yes, yeah, hey, for sure. I'm a claimer. I'm gonna claim the kid on my taxes.
Can they stink? No, mama gonna do it.
Tone is fucking dumb.
TP, take your shot.
That's for sure. That's 100%.
Yeah, no.
But back to it, I'm gonna go like this. How about this?
Talk about
it. Do y'all really believe in karma?
I do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Most people, okay, this generation call it energy.
Like whatever energy you put out there is what you're gonna get back. Same shit as karma.
Not necessarily.
Man, please.
Because
energy could be within yourself.
And karma can too. Okay,
some people have bad energy.
Some people got bad energy, and if you put that out there, you're gonna get it right back. Same shit as karma.
Mm-mm.
Man, please.
I see where you're going with that, but
same shit.
I'm gonna speak some logic to you.
Come on.
So we talk about karma, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, let's say my boy Jules, right?
Mm-hmm.
His first relationship, Jules is a good dude. Jules gets cheated on. How is that his karma? Once again, Jules' first relationship, he loves the woman. He does everything right. He gets cheated on. How is that his karma? Some people say karma comes back.
No, but that may not be.
But they say that's a form of karma.
But that may not be his karma.
That may not be his karma. That's going to be her karma.
Why?
Because it is. Somebody going if somebody's cheating, somebody got to do it first. That don't mean the other person is wrong. I mean, he's wrong. That he's just in an unfortunate situation.
She wronged him, which means the karma's gonna come back.
It's gonna come back
to
her. Yeah, somebody. That he's just in an unfortunate situation.
But then he's hurt though. He's out here going through the.
That's life though. That's life though.
He'll eventually find better.
Hey, he want to kill himself now. So let's say he killed himself because he loved this woman.
Can we not get that?
I'm just saying, it happens. It happens.
Hey, niggas do be jumping off the bridge.
Niggas, a nigga fall in love with somebody deeply, and you get hurt by that person, and she got pregnant.
Mm.
By the dude that she cheated with. Mm. Now imagine my boy Jules. Nobody know Jules, but imagine my boy Jules. You feel me?
We gotta go over there and check on him.
Exactly, but think about it.
Yeah.
So are y'all putting together the heartbreak playlist and going to play it?
Yeah.
Do anybody play the little? Do y'all play the heartbreak playlist anymore? Yeah. Do that
still happen? Man, they cut the city girls on
and go twerking
and go twerk. These hoes be acting like they ain't hurt.
Oh, I'm not a hoe.
I be hurt. And I'm letting you know I'm hurt.
Did you say shit?
I just feel like the person said.
I might be watching Lifetime. No.
The person said it's the circle of life. Mm-hmm. Now guess what? If Jules doesn't kill himself, Jules just cheat on the next person.
Why not cheat?
No, I'm saying that's what happens. That's the circle.
So now he gonna take what happened to him and go to the next person.
Because now Jules is fucked up. Jules don't know it, but Jules is fucked up eternally. He don't even trust nobody no more.
Off that one time? Damn.
But then you gotta make a conscious decision in yourself to believe
that
in love. I know that sounds corny as fuck, but you gotta within yourself, you gotta believe that somebody is for you and they wouldn't do you like that.
Yeah, I don't think you should fall into the trap of, well, now I done been screwed up.
Yeah, fuck, I'm about to do all these bitches.
Yeah, no.
Even though it happens like that a lot.
I'm just saying.
It happens like
y'all
that.
Y'all don't pay attention. Shit happens all the fucking time.
It does,
but you also can hold on and believe that, you know what, this didn't work, but my somebody is out there and one day I'm going to be able to give he or her all of me and it is going to be desired, wanted, and loved.
Yeah.
Preach, Nicole. So those of you out here, all y'all women that sit here singing City Girls and all that shit, how niggas ain't shit. Guess what? You got cheated on one time, but the real one is right there for you.
Right there.
Nicole said, wait, no. I don't want to hear no.
Wait, no.
Niggas ain't shit. Fuck boys this. Niggas, all niggas cheat. All men ain't shit. Exactly what you just said.
Everybody.
That is true. Hold on. Tone made a good point. Some situations come with red flags and we ignore them. So fuck karma. We just be stupid.
That's
all. I don't believe in karma. I honestly don't.
You don't?
Nope. I've seen situations happen where, well, you did this stupid shit, and guess what happened back to you? Yeah, it happens. I don't believe that's karma, because like I said, it's a lot of people that are good people that get fucked in this whatever circle or whatever you call
right.
it. It happens. Like, it's just life, bro.
Okay, like, but do you, saying like, good person, and this keeps happening to them, it's something that you're doing or you continue to surround yourself with that's causing it to continue to happen to you? Like, you have to look around and realize, like, what am I doing that right. this keeps right. happening to me?
Well, if this person is just 100% pure, he's not doing nothing wrong. And you're, I know.
You may not be doing something wrong, but who are you? Sometimes that's life, though. Life happens.
That's what I'm saying. Life happens. That's life. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Or maybe this keep happening because this is just to keep telling you, this ain't the one. This ain't it. Keep going. You thought this was it, but it ain't. Yeah. Keep going.
Just like when people get into relationships and they keep failing because you keep dating the same type of person. You have to eventually.
We're going about dating the same way.
Yeah, eventually you got to change something within you at some point. You can't just say, well, that's just life. Like, at some point you got to say, look, what the fuck am I doing? What am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong to where I keep ending up in this same situation? A lot of people don't take self accountability in their relationships.
My boy Ramon said back in high school, he got fucked over with this one chick because she said that he was too nice. And
that happens.
It happens.
I believe that.
Remember that one thing I sent you?
That's easy to happen.
You need to let that hurt go though, homie.
Right. I'm like, how old are we talking to shit in high school? But that's beside the point. Do you ever just believe, okay, that happened because she wasn't, you wanted her, but she is not who needed you or deserved you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm telling. I'm being real. In real life, check this out. You go through a whole lot, right? You deal with so many. Yeah, you deal with the people that ain't worth shit, but that's all a stepping stage. Mm-hmm. You fuck with all these fuck people, and then you realize exactly what you want. How many girls back in the days wanted hood niggas? Some people just now want hood niggas. That's what they want.
Child, you said it that you way back then.
Now you realize what this person is. Oh, this person is a scammer. This person ain't gonna have no money. Or this, and what I really, really want. A lot of girls are talking to ugly dudes because ugly dudes are treating them the way that they want to be treated. Fools and they got money. Too.
They cheat.
So you got people that
and then never... you real mad when an ugly nigga cheat on you, like, ooh.
But
ugly motherfucker.
But think about what you was looking at. Was you looking at him or was you looking at his paycheck? Or you know what I'm saying? Like, some people be sitting here Balenciaga down and we EDD down. And guess what? When EDD down, what we gonna do?
Any man that's lost all that half the time, he got some type of financial something that's gonna be real.
When
sticky,
the EDD
down. That you don't even want to get involved with. I don't like a flashy one.
That's all I want to know. When the EDD down, what you going to do? Frown. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say.
I know that's right.
But that's what happens in life. We sit here and we chase these things that aren't really important. Because at the end of the day, like, I'm going to be real with you. And on some shit that I'm on now, it's just like, yo, looks going to fade. You can go to the gym all you want to. But guess what, baby? When you hit 38, 46,
what are you like internally? You might be ugly as fuck on the inside. You may be an ugly person.
That's what I'm saying.
The outside is only temporary, and people don't understand that. Baby, you're going to the gym now, but when you're older, you're not going to the gym when you're 56.
So, but how do you?
But that's going to be
how
something
do you
that
choose,
I'm going to
choose. How do you choose your heart who you date? Is who you dating chose by the outside, or do you choose your person by you date by the inside?
Everybody's it's attraction, right? I have an uncle. Shout out to my uncle. He said this: "Ain't nobody want an ugly bitch." Literally told me just like that. Ain't nobody want an ugly bitch.
That's real.
If you sit here and you happy with this ugly thing, guess what's going to happen? Temptation going to come knocking. Guess what? What you going to do? Get an ugly ass car like this. No, temptation going to do it. And guess what you going to do? You going
to
answer.
Yeah, but that goes to say, like you're saying, oh, looks, yeah, your looks and stuff is going to change. So don't get caught up in it.
Yeah, you can't get caught up in that.
All right, well, like they say, you know what you do? The people do it all the time. Guess what they do? Date young.
And even that shit don't last. Because that young girl gonna run them credit cards up and leave your ass.
So it's cool, but not necessarily. Because if you, like the game said, taking care of everything, she's so young and dumbfounded to where she's like, you know what? He taking care of this, he paid for this. She can't go nowhere if you get him young. I'm just saying, that's their strategy. I'm not on it, but I'm just saying. If you're 40 something,
I've never seen that shit work, bro.
I've seen it.
Work and they still together, married now. And
you ain't seen any sugar daddies married? You ain't never seen a sugar daddy married. You ain't never seen young girls talking to sugar daddies all the time. Please be honest.
Talking.
But you don't think they winning
yeah,
them?
Yeah, that's, yeah, that
you don't
shit
think
don't
the
be,
girl got some kind
that
of
shit
plan?
Don't
you don't
last,
think she
though.
Cashing out?
That's duh, when he dies, you gonna cash out. By that time, he don't care because he's dead. Duh, but
that nigga's
I
gone.
Won. You have my kids. They're
gone.
Taken care of. You're with, have a nice day. Thank you very much. I was lonely. I was sick of being lonely.
Sound like we both went. Your ass dead, and now I'm paid with all your money. Now I'm going on with
this nigga. This nigga.
And I'm still at my prime age because I was younger then. So by the time you dead, I'm in my prime, paid and on.
Bye. Okay, so
you had a whole strategy.
Time out. Why did he ain't dating 40-something year olds? Talk to me. Why did he ain't dating 40-something years old?
You want to be 100% honest, we all know, as far as his relationship life, something is wrong with him. He's great and everything else, but his relationship life is all fucked up, and he passing that shit down to his sons.
Or they passing the women down to his son, whatever you want to call it. We're gonna knock on. Okay, anyway,
see what I'm saying?
But are we gonna take any accountability to what Dub was saying? I'm just saying,
like, if you look at people that are wealthy, more than likely, they don't talk to people their age. You think like it's like, oh, I'm just talking. No, they're marrying younger people. They're fucking with younger people.
But what does that say about you as a person?
You immature as fuck.
A person that I talked to, like I said, they told me at their age, they're in their 40s, 50s, they're not talking to a 50-year-old.
I get that's what they're saying, but again, what does that say about this person themselves? Like, what does that say about him?
You know what you like. Just like you might say, I ain't talking to no fat guy. I ain't talking to no squirt. I ain't talking to no ugly. I ain't talking to, like, whatever you was doing in high school. Remember that? You ain't talking to this. You ain't talking to that. They got to be this. Now he has a preference. Now he has his bag. He can control what he talks to.
Right.
Sorry, sweetheart. You might be the bum and all that and a bag of chips, but he don't like bunions, baby.
But I mean, okay, so let's get back on this Diddy thing, kind of.
Go ahead, let's get on.
Look at every last one of his relationships. He had the perfect woman right there and let her die. Never married her.
Let me tell you a secret. We don't know what happened to inside.
We don't.
You think she perfect? How many husbands how many times
after,
Jennifer Lopez talked to somebody?
After she died, what did he say? Man, that was the love of my life.
I should have married.
He said all that letters. Shit after she died, bro. He said all that shit after he died. Mm-hmm. So, I get it. But at the end of the day, his mental, as far as relationship goes, is fucked. Yeah. Everything else may be great. He's an amazing executive producer, fucking mogul, all that shit. But when it comes to relationships, that nigga on a level of a fucking high schooler damn near.
And that's why he want to date one.
We talked about all this. Guess what? Who says that he's not out here trying to find the perfect person? Because he's been through all this stuff, so he knows exactly what he wants. And he haven't found that bag.
He'll never
of chips.
Find it. He'll never find it.
Maybe he don't. When you risk like that, do you want to settle? If you sitting here and you a multi-millionaire, do you think you're just gonna settle with everything that you walk by?
It ain't about that though.
He was with Cassie for like 4 years.
He was with Cassie. He was with Jennifer Lopez. He was with a whole lot of people. I'm just saying, maybe it was something in her that he wasn't comfortable with.
Or maybe he just have commitment issues.
Okay, let's go with Mayweather.
He got commitment issues.
For sure.
That's all it is. That's all it is. You can't have this nigga had damn near a whole. He got a whole family with this woman, and dating other women. You know what I'm saying? Then go back to her. You know what I'm saying? And date somebody else, and then go back to her or whatever. You got fucking commitment issues. Mm-hmm. Let's just call a spade a spade.
But yeah, how many men do you know personally that has a baby mama and this doesn't work for whatever reason? We don't know.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Sometimes she might be crazy. I'm just saying, you can't just blame the person. Like you said, call a spade. He might have picked the wrong ace. Mm. You see what I'm saying?
What's it? How many times he going to shuffle the deck?
Hey, it depends on how many decks in here.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I hear you.
I don't know if you play, like you said, you play spade. Just because you got the ace of spades, that ain't the highest card, baby.
So right.
What is it?
But why are you always looking for the highest card? Why don't you get the card that fits you?
Because the highest card might be the one that fit him.
Clearly it ain't.
It ain't, though.
He ain't had the highest card yet.
Nigga, maybe you had Jennifer fucking Lopez at one point.
Okay. Jennifer Lopez.
At that point, she was the highest. I'm not talking about now. At that point, when they was together, she was fucking at her peak.
Okay. She was at her peak. Well, check this out. He was with Jennifer Lopez. How many people have Jennifer Lopez been with?
90,000.
Thank you.
But they
we'll go Kanye West.
But they're actually mirrors of each other when you look at it.
I'm just saying they belong to each other. Let's talk. I'm just saying, y'all want to talk? We can talk Kanye West and Kim. How many people have Kim been with? Is Kim the problem or is Kanye? And Kanye say crazy.
Can we ever say that they're both the problem and they just not meant for each other?
Exactly. That's what I'm getting to.
No, but you can't want to say that it's this or it's that.
No, I'm saying
both people have a problem.
They just might not be meant for each other.
You're not meant for each other.
He's saying this thing. I'm saying, okay, what about men? So we going back and forth. but they both could be the problem. They just don't mesh well. Like I said, you got to find that card. You thought Ace of Spades, and you ain't never even played the game. You thought Ace of Spades was the highest card. You don't even know about Big Joker. Come on, man.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just be real.
I hear you on that.
But at the same time, as far as Kanye and Kim is concerned, we don't know what actually broke them up to get them to make them have a divorce, but they both came into a relationship with hella problems together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so
I know all about it.
They came into some shit with mess, and they just brought their messes together.
Everybody does.
You know what I'm saying? Public mess.
Anywho, so let's, speaking on this, being together and not being together.
Why you look at me?
I'm just saying, I saw this meme on Instagram, right, that's going around. And it said, as soon as you feel unhappy, ... leave.
Do you subscribe to that way of thinking?
The Nicole today? Yes, I'm out of here.
As soon as you feel unhappy?
No, I mean, if I talk to you and we can't, depending on what the unhappiness is, if we can't figure it out having a conversation, and get, then I'm out.
The quote was, as soon as you feel unhappy.
That red flag. Oops, here. Mm-mm.
You ain't gonna try to work it out, see what's happening? As soon as you see that bitch, you out?
No. I should have.
Talk to me, Mark. Talk to me.
I'm gonna be real.
Come on.
And that's the problem with relationships and people dating now. Y'all so quick to be unhappy and leave instead of being unhappy and communicate. And we was talking about communication this whole time around. Yeah. Communicate. You ain't happy with what? Why are you not happy?
Yeah.
What can I do to make you happy?
Yeah.
And if I'm not willing to do that, let's communicate and say, you know what? It's best we part our separate ways. My boy Phil said something today, and he was talking about, let me see exactly what my boy Phil said on the story. So he said some real stuff, and I was like, what?
Yeah, okay, I ain't going round for round no more.
I just feel like that's a weak-minded person to just as soon as you see some shit wrong, you out.
Yeah, exactly.
So we not talking about this. You saying just leave right then.
As soon as you feel unhappy.
No, we gonna try.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta try.
No, I'm
bro.
Down to try. But I'm saying after this try, and I see that this like okay, this ain't this. I know that flag of like okay, yeah. I know how this goes. Yeah, no, I'm out.
But why can't you communicate? Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
No, I can people communicate. I don't have a problem with communicating. But after the communicating and I see that it's still happening.
Do you communicate? I'm out. Say, I'm gone. Like, this is not going to work. My boy Phil said today, he said, I stopped fucking with plenty of good women.
Mm.
Just wasn't the right woman. And I'm no hoarder. Yes.
Mm.
So I saved us both time and money. This is a business, baby. Ain't nothing personal. And I felt that with my heart because I've let go of a whole lot of good women. But you wasn't the good one for me. Like I said, you was the Ace of Spades, but I wanted the Joker.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
When do you know that person ain't the Big Joker?
It's like you said, it's a whole lot of things that you deal with. And you already have a mindset of what you want in life already.
Yeah.
And you kind of give them clues and these keys. Oh, damn, you ain't trying to have kids. Oh, yeah. Oh, you do this. Oh, you cool with this. Oh, you don't want to get a house. You want to do this. Like, we have two different mindsets.
You got to communicate that. Yeah. You know absolutely.
Let's just go over here real quick. Stop staying with people that you know don't want no damn kids when you know
when you want kids. Absolutely.
They ain't changing their mind.
I agree with that. That's what communication is for. Up front. Hey,
I thought I
kids.
Thought they would change their mind.
Nah. No. Don't try to trap me.
Mm-mm. I ain't here for
it. Don't try to give me that cat. Have me shoot the club up knowing damn well I don't want to.
All I'm saying, just like my boy Phil said, check this out. Stop hoarding. You sitting here, what you keeping this good woman around? I know you keeping her because she's good, but she's not for you, and you don't have
no good intentions at all.
Like, oh, yeah.
Sorry, wait, are you talking to your fellas right now? Tell them, fellas.
Yeah. Okay, I'm talking to all
everybody.
Fellas. My thing is this. We hoarding beautiful ladies and good women, and you not even going to use them.
Let them go,
and it's a whole lot of women that will sit there and stay around. That's the sad part. They'll sit there and stay away for 10 years. And then get cheated on, and then finally, by that time, baby, your prime is over.
Yeah, let that nigga go.
You wasted y'all souls, but y'all doing the same thing with men. Let's not get it twisted.
Comfort.
It happens.
Comfort.
I'm telling y'all.
Some people are afraid of the unknown. Mm-hmm. whatever they know and what they're comfortable with.
I'm used to this. This is
they'll
easy.
They'll be used to this shit. It's a pile of shit. It stank. You know what I'm saying? Flies all on it, but they're used to it. They've been sitting in it for so long.
You just throw a little blanket over and keep pushing.
Throw a little blanket over that dookie.
It's okay.
I'm gonna tell you a real answer to that, and I'm gonna tell you why we.
I've done it before too.
You scared because you're not ready for this. Some people ain't ready for it.
Ready they for might what?
That person, that good person that we talking about. They know that you're a good person. They just not ready, and they know that they might become that man that you need to be. But
you going to
they don't
want
to do it now. So they trying to see if you going to wait. And they going to sit here. They going to experience this. They going to taste this. They going to be like, oh, I like Mandala, and I like Jose Cuervo. But you know what? I might try the Casamigos.
They want to go to the buffet.
Because once they're ready, they know that you're the person for them.
Yeah.
And if they let you go, you're going to be taken out of the market like that.
Oh, for sure.
Facts. Like that. Because real one is going to take you out of the market like
and that's,
that.
And that's now, selfish. That happens, and that's selfish as fuck.
That's I'm big facts. Okay, it so does, now it when does. It happens.
It does.
I'm going to just say, because you're talking, I'm going to say she. She's now snatched from you off the market.
It hurt.
But do you...
Ain't nothing you can do.
My baby gone. Bro, I'm just saying.
I'm a mess right now.
You communicate with her. Do you communicate with her and hate on it? Or do you communicate and be like, you deserve...
Let her go, man.
You let her go.
Let her go.
No, I'm saying. Take that fish off the hook, bro. You cross the path. What do you talk to her? You end up... Small world. It's big, but it's small LA. You gonna run into her.
And then I can say, I can just skip her and walk away.
What you up to?
Because some of y'all be saying something. Oh, you got your... Oh, y'all love it. Your little boo. You moved on kind of quick.
See, with your little house and little kids.
Y'all favorite line is, you moved on real quick. He must have been like, no.
Well, you waited. Yeah. You waited for a long time. You wasn't, like you said, you wasn't ready to get your shit together. You wasn't ready to leave these girls alone.
And then you mad. Then, just like Cassie. She moved on. She got a man. She got a baby. I knew what I wanted. So why? I don't got time to be waiting. I know what I want. He know
you
what I
had
want.
Your little baby, huh?
We popping this baby on this
you had your, yeah, you had your little you wedding, huh?
Because you think it's too quick.
Right.
Why you think
I
it's too quick?
I saw your little wedding dress. Your little wedding pictures.
Like, why? Why do guys be like that?
Looking future in Sierra.
I know a few people like that. Like, oh, you mad? Why you mad? You wasn't doing what you were supposed to do. Now you mad?
Yeah.
Like I said, sometimes you just not ready. I'm not the only guy. I'm pretty sure
you're not the only guy.
You have a good man or whatever, a good woman, whatever. However you swing, I don't know.
Man,
you
let
sit
the,
there, you whore.
Man, let that good let that go. Good person go, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I'm preaching.
Let that good person.
Let that
go,
person
bro.
Go.
If you're not ready, don't fuck up somebody's life, bro. Fuck up somebody's life, bro. If you ain't ready, that's just the worst.
You know how I felt? And I heard this. Oh, my God. This song is crazy. That Marcus Houston. That Circles. That Marcus Houston Circles. That's like that whole thing. Like, you just think about it like, dang.
That's life for you.
Ran across
if you ain't ready, she gonna go be happy somewhere else. Or he gonna go be happy somewhere else.
Let them be
and don't
happy.
Be mad when they happy.
Let them people be happy.
Doing
man.
All the fun shit you wish you was
if
doing.
If you're not if you're not ready for that shit, stay away from the parents' house, bro. The fuck is wrong with you?
Leave the parents alone.
Hey moms, hey. Man, she just man.
Listen, come on,
son. You hungry? You want something to eat, moms? I'm gonna go buy you something to eat. Man, why she do me like that, man? Can you talk to her?
In all the videos.
Yeah, she out here.
Pictures, you know
she out here. She out here with her little wedding and family and.
All right, huh?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
They still together. Oh, all right.
Come on, bro.
They still making it? Oh, all right. Don't be a hater, and ladies, don't be a hater either. Don't be trying to call the sister, because y'all love to try and get that sister.
The homie said he lost his girl like that. But he got her back now. He on his third kid on the way.
Shout out to my boy Jereezy, because he...
If it's meant to be, it'll be.
Is a real...
That's facts.
True.
Like
but
I said,
you
circles.
Acknowledged the problem clearly that it was you. You went back. You got your woman. And you got three kids. Do she have a ring?
Do she have a ring? Jereezy.
No. Vontae, you so stupid.
Mom's my one.
Because I hope she got a rating, because at this point, what I'm going back for.
Right, right.
Well, I'm going to keep doing this for you to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Well, maybe she don't have a ring, but guess what? That might be coming soon.
Well, she guess what? Diamond, her baby on the way.
Diamond, what the hell are you talking about?
Guess what? We got plenty of time, so guess what? Next show, Jirai, if you want to talk about
it. Oh, yeah, he said she has a ring.
Thank you. Okay, there we go. Favor.
Don't be scared to push that button and add in. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But check this out. We got to go. I want to thank all y'all for watching. Do me a favor. If y'all need it, go ahead and hit your boy, because he has these hats, has these clothes, and guess what? Might be able to snatch some souls. You feel me?
Come on.
And this beer is coming soon. Shout out to Powell Brewing, because my beer is coming out. And make sure y'all hit the pre-sale, because I think tomorrow we might have the pre-sales going. Okay, and then check this out. Shout out to Mandala, the only tequila that we drink. If y'all need, like I said, if y'all need the merch, y'all already know. YaFeelsMe.com. Make sure you do what?
Subscribe to that YouTube. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Better believe it.
And
hit that like button.
Do me a favor. Share our shit.
Share.
Share our shit. Let's stick together. You feel me?
Because
once I make it, we make it. But we make it. Let's do it.
Come on.
I'm just talking.
Let's get these cups up.
Anyway, thank y'all. Cups up.
Close out, Mar. And we have. You got 45 seconds.